Okay, can everyone hear me through the mask?
Yes. No problem.
Okay, great. Before we go on to what I mostly wanted to talk about today, in the course of quoting Rochon and the Kovetz Ha'aros, as to whether the Lashma is more about the Maisa being Lashma, you know, just you write it Lashma, or as Rochon understood, no, it's a Yi'ud in the Chefta. You're defining this Chefta as a Chefta that's going to be used for a certain purpose. So that might tie into the two answers. It's not really two deus in Tosa as much as two answers, but every two answers could theoretically be two deus. In the beginning of Zvachim, the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim asks, how come a get that's written stam is pasul, but a karban that's shechted stam is kosher? And the Gemara answers that the difference is a karban, min astam, is ome to be nikiv makriv l'shmo, and ola is ome to be brought as an ola. So if you bring it stam, it's okay, while a woman is stam isha lav girish and kaima. Stam woman is not intended to be divorced. And Tosus asks, what about a woman who committed adultery, who is halachically omed is to be divorced? If she committed adultery, then halachically she is supposed to be divorced. So maybe that would work even if the get was stam. So the so Tosus gives two, you could have said Echanam, Tosus gives two reasons why even if the woman committed adultery, she's still not minastam, omed to be divorced. First is mikol makom lavlis garish begets zeh omedes. Yes, the woman is, it's necessary halachically, she must be divorced, but she doesn't necessarily have to be divorced with this piece of paper. She can be divorced with a different piece of paper. And the second answer is that she doesn't have to be divorced. Etc. She doesn't have to be divorced. It's not a halacha that if a woman commits adultery, she has to be divorced. If the Baal wants to stay married to her without marital relations, without even yichud, it's clear in the Gemara in many places, then he's allowed to stay married to her. Okay, what's the point? I don't know. But he's allowed to stay married to her. So these two deos and tosos, they don't necessarily prove anything. They don't prove anything, but they certainly correspond to these two understandings of Lashma. If Lashma is about this piece of paper being set aside and defined as something that's going to be used for Reuben to be Megarish Leah, or Rachel, or whoever he's married to, then the first answer of Tosas makes sense. Yes, of course Reuben's going to divorce Rachel, but who says he wants to divorce Rachel with your piece of paper? Maybe he wants to get someone else to write a piece of paper to divorce Rachel, and therefore the Chefta is not, there's no Lashma in the Chefta. Stam of the Chefta, it's not for divorce. Who says he wants to use this get? People are picky what get they want to use. If you say, no, it's just about the Maisha that I'm writing the get, intending seriously that it be used for Gerushin, then you would say, who cares if he's going to divorce with this get or that get? I can still be serious about the Gerushin. Rather, the reason that I'm not serious about the Gerushin is because who says he wants a divorce? Then as time everyone doesn't want a divorce, even after adultery, because they're allowed to remain married as long as they are Nizar from physical intimacy. Okay, let's move on to a topic that's been sort of waiting for us for a long time, for this Tosos and Nachabez and Abez that we finally want to tackle, which is, what does the word Vikasav mean? Who has the right to the get? Tosos asks a few questions. I think we've discussed almost all of them. But one of the questions Tosos asks here is, the in Tomer, Akati Olav B'nei Shlichus Ninhu, Umay Mahani Dugadol Omed Al Gavav. A chereshot v'katan is not b'nei shlichus. Right? They're not. The parsha of shlichus says, has a lashon of ish, which excludes a katan. Therefore, chereshot v'katan are not b'nei shlichus. And if they're not b'nei shlichus, then, of course, they can't write the get. Because who has to write the get? It says, v'chasav la sefer krisos v'nasav v'yada. The husband has to write the get. And if the husband doesn't write the get, then through shlichus, his shlich has to write the get. And if there's no shlichus for chereshot v'katan, then they're puzzled to write the get, and even Gadol and El Gabav won't help. Because Gadol and El Gabav might help them have Kavana, but it can't make them in the Parsh of Shlichus when the Torah peak zero sekhasav excludes them from the Parsh of Shlichus. So, What is Tosfos's answer? So Tosfos's first answer, which is echoed by many, many Rishonim, is a radical answer. Says Tosfos, Tosfos's answer is you don't need shlichus to write the get. You need lashma to write the get, but you don't need shlichus to write the get because the word v'kasav la'sefer krisos doesn't mean the husband writes sefer krisos, in which case the shlichus would have to write it. It means the sofer. It means someone writes sefer krisos. And the husband is nosin b'yada. Clearly, you need the husband or his shlichus to do the nesina. Someone has to write the sefer krisos, but it doesn't have to be the husband. Ah, we know that the husband has to authorize the writing of the get. Hold on 1 second. The husband has to authorize the writing of the get. So, Tosfos says, why does the husband have to authorize the writing of the get? Not because of shlichus, rather, let's read on. Tosfos says, the kasa lava balkai ella sofer v'had amin on the kaman sarf sheyom ala sofer k'sovel eidim kasomu lav mishom shlichus el mishom dikshalom siva habal lo chashav lishma. The reason why the Baal needs to authorize, it's very clear all over the second half of this masechet that the Baal needs to authorize writing the get, right? I gave you a few money quotes, but it's really all over. The mission, the final one base, says explicitly that that if the husband tells someone to write a get, Amr is sofer because later chasmu, and they tell someone else to write the get, afish chasmu chasmu v'naslu lo v'chasmu naslu raising it batal at sheyom le sofer k'sov leidim chasomu. If someone else tells the sofer to write the get, and someone else tells the eidim to sign, but I the baal don't, the get is batal. Batal means not a get midoraisa, unless I personally tell the sofer to write and the eidim to sign. You have a similar price which goes even further, which is my focus, how we pass in the fine base of an aleph, which says that, and the price that says here, 1 second, oh, sorry, the price that says that, she passed up so for the Shema, v'chasma eidim l'shma, afni she chasmu, v'chasmu, v'nasnu lo, v'nasna, v'yget batal, ad she yishmu, kolo, sh'yomai l'shofer, so v'leidim l'shofer. Even if they wrote it, l'shma doesn't help, unless the sofer, the Edom, hear his voice saying to the sofer to write and telling the Edom to sign the get. So you need a personal sivoy haba'al lichtov tzaget. So why do you need sivoy haba'al lichtov tzaget? So the simple shot, of course, is because the baal needs to write the get. If the baal doesn't need to write the get, a shliach needs to write the get. And for the person to be considered the baal shliach, it's not enough the baal told someone else to write a get. Or that they think the Baal wants them to write again. We all know Shluchos Adonim also is not because I told someone else to do it, or you think I want you to do it, or it seems that I want you to do it. To have Shlichos, you need a Chalos Minoi Shlichos. But according to Tosfos, the Yoni Shlichos write the get, that anyone can write a get. So why do you need that Sivoi Habaal Lichtov the get? What I mean, the comments are Shiyom Lachsofer Ksom Leim Chasomu, Lav Misham Shlichos, El Misham Chil Siva Baal, Lo Chashav Lishma, El Chashav Stama Upasol, Ishalab Gersh, and Kaimit Arena Bereish, Zvachim says, Tosfos, the reason you need Siva Baal Lichtov the get is not because you need Siva Sabaal, but because it needs to be written Lishma, and they can't write Lishma if they didn't hear the Baal tell them to write it. If they didn't hear the Baal tell them to write it, they can't write it Lishma. They cannot write it Lishma. And therefore, it's a psul of Shalol Lishma. So let's just review what we have seen here. We have seen, let's ask a simple question. What does Mikasav mean? Right? Says, Tosfos, the Kasav has sofer, right? Says Tosfos because of a sofer. Then you would ask the simple question: why do you need Sivoy Habal the sofer lichtov? So Tosfos answers, for Lishma. It's not Lishma, the sofer didn't tell him to write it. Right? And that's what a lot of Rishonim say here, because it's not Lishma, the sofer didn't tell him, if the sofer didn't tell him to write it. Apparently, in order to write the Shema, you don't just have to say, well, maybe I have a hunch. No, you really have to know the Baal wants to divorce his wife. Otherwise, a Stam Isha is Lav Degerish and Kaima. If you didn't hear that the Baal wants to divorce his wife, then you're saying, well, just in case, maybe I have a theory, that's not called the Shema. To be the Shema, you have to be confident that the husband wants to divorce his wife. And since a Stam Isha Lav Degerish and Kaima, you're not confident if... you didn't hear that the Baal wants to divorce his wife. Let's just read how the Ramban writes this here. He says, give me a second here. Mishum she'eino l'shmat she'yomer hu lahem k'somu sh'ani rotza l'gar sh'avol k'osmei atzvan ein zo k'sigo l'shem gir sh'en klal sh'en einon yodin im y'gar sh'ena. They don't know if he's going to divorce her or not, right? Because without hearing from the Baal, the Rashi's relation is here, they won't get in late. They won't really pay attention. They won't really think properly. Shema, or you can just say, without hearing from the Baal, they don't know that they might have a theory that he wants to divorce, and if they don't know he wants a divorce, then that is not considered lishma. Okay. Then that's not considered lishma. That's one theory. What's the other theory? The other theory is, and this is what the Re seems to hold in our Tosfos, right? What does the Re say? The Re in our Tosfos says he answers all the kashas. There's tons of kashas on our sugya. What are all the kashas in our sugya? On Rav Huna, Gadol HaMelagava. Number one, how does Gadol HaMelagava help even though he gives them Kavana, they're not B'nai Shlichas? Number two, how does Gadol HaMelagava help even though he gives them Kavana, they're not B'nai Krisas? Number three, how does Gadol HaMelagava help to give them Kavana? After all, Gadol HaMelagava is not good enough to give them Kavana in Chalitza, at least for a Shoteh. So the Re says in Tosfos differently. And just give me a second to find the Re. Says the Re, one second. But oh, don't worry, Benu Yitzchak. The Batzina Lameimer the Sugizu Aliva Dura Meir of Sakadaik that Dura Meir Nam Be Nixivus from Dura Bonan because Re Nixiva to Hasima. The Re says, our sugi is only Rav Meir, who says you don't really need, who says Vikasav means signing and not writing. But according to Rav Lazar, Taka, Gadol HaMelagava wouldn't work. And in the continuation of Tosfos, the Re brings up both possibilities, whether you shlich us for Ksivas again or not. In our Tosfos on the Daf, the Re says, you can be Shlichos Shasidus again. Why did our Gemara Master stay yourself to become Gadol HaMelagava? Because that was only Rav Meir. He says, Vikasav means Hasima. So it's we possibly like Rav Elazar. Gadol HaMelagava would be Pasol. Do you, in fact, need Shlichos Shasidus again? So the Re in our Tosos is not 100% sure. He has a line here where he says, give me a second. Okay, I'm not finding it now, but he's a line later on after Rabbi Yitzchak starts, where he says, if you need shlichos to write the get. Okay, here we are. E be'inan shlichos, be lo be'inan shlichos, etc. He's besupik whether you need shlichos, the version of the Re in our Tosfos. However, when the Rush quotes the Re, The Rian Artos was Supek. He says, Ibein Shlichas, Ilobein Shlichas. When the Rush right here, Latar quotes the Ri, the Rush quotes the Ri, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, and says, give me half a second, find it. Here he is. Aval Ri Pirish Pirish Acher, etc. And then he says, Mishum de Be'iman Shlichas Biksiva. Rabbi Elazar to write Siva Lishmami to Raisa posted with an Olam Agadim should be Nishlichas Biksiva. The Ri has quoted the Rush said for sure you Nishlichas Biksiva. So here is the Ri. Even though Artos quotes him as Masopek, as quoted in the Rush, he says no. Bekasav Habaal. Obviously, or Shlucho. Kasav Habaal or Shlucho. And that's why. Obviously, who's going to pick up on the Rush's understanding? Who generally will follow the Rush? The Torah, his son. And that's why the Torah says it's a little funny. You'd say, where did the Torah get this from? It's not in any Rishonim on our Sugya. The Torah got it from his father, the Rush. His father quoted from the Reed for Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Lachori, he understood this. As his father quoted Rabbeinu Yitzchak last, his father was agreeing with Rabbeinu Yitzchak, with the Reed. And the Torah says, give me a second here. The get that Sarchi, one second. Anish Miskoreshis Elbichsav, the Siv, the Chosav La Sefer Krisos, the Nosan, She Yechto Bichsav Shu Potoroso, material the cold. He has to write, the Nosan of the Yada. Right? Right, so the Torah says, the Kasav La Sefer Krisos V'Nasan Sheyechto B'Chsav Shu Potrosa. The husband has to write. The Torah doesn't say 100%. He then says he has to write it or command the sofer to write it. But he's also understand the Torah as Kipshat La Sharsh. Oh, here it is. Sharsh Yitzvenu Abal. Here we are. Sorry. What did it say a little later in the Torah? Here we are at the end of the quote. The Torah is explicit. Beis Yosef explains that pshat in the pasuk, and the mechaber follows the Torah here. So here we have the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch says you need v'chasav habaal o shlucho. Right? Why do you see v'chasav? That's obvious. Because you need siva. Shel Habal O Shulcho. And the guy's not a shliach of the Baal unless he mamish. Guy's not a shliach of the Baal unless he he mamish was appointed by the Baal Ligamri. Now, here we have quite a few sugyas that are going to be difficult according to the different shatim. Let's take these shatim one by one. Oh, yes, see. It's interesting. Tos says because of La Sefer Krisos, because of Hasofer. Obviously, it's not Pshat of the Pasuk. Pshat of the Pasuk is because of Habaal, right? It's a little funny. Why does Tosos feel so free to say it means because of Hasofer? So there's a Tosfos someplace else. I don't remember where. Not a Tosos on the Daf. One of the Bali Tosos says somewhere, but I don't remember where, that even though it's against Shuta Shal Mikra, Shuta is only because the husband, right? He says, they understood you can't interpret the Pasuk of Pshuto because most people don't know how to write. And therefore, the Torah must have meant someone should write and the husband should give it. Okay, that's a possibility. Maybe that's where Tosfos is coming from because, come on, most people, 99% of people don't know how to write in the old days. So what did the Torah meant? Obviously, the Torah just meant someone in the world should write it. That's sure possible. But now, what sugyas are going to be difficult for this? Which sugyas work very, very well?
Right.
Which sugyos work very well? Tosfos already quotes all the sugyos that work very well for the Ri. He says the Miskashas on his first job. The sugyos that work very well are Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, and the case of the what was her name? Nafota Tafota. What was her name? Nafota Tafota. Whatever Nafota Tafota. They wrote it wrong. Right, the case in Samach Gimel of Beis. What makes perfect sense? Here we have that Samach Gimel of Beis, which the sugya called Asu Edim Shlichusan. What was the case there? The case there, I don't know if anyone's ever been in a get. We take this into account. It's a homachlokus. We're machmir more than the Ikra did. Her name was Nafuta, Tafuta, and they wrote it wrong. He made them here. We must look them to write a get. They wrote the name wrong. So the question is, can they write a second get? Maybe he only made them to Shlichusan to write a first get, not the second get. And the answer is, in some cases, once they write a first get, also in Shlichusan, the Shlichus ended. They have no right to write a second get. What does that imply? That you need Shlichus to write the get. Or you have the Gemara in Chavdalad Amid Beis. I believe that Tosus quotes here. The Gemara in Chavdalad Amid Beis says explicitly, if the Torah had said Vikasa, I would have thought to exclude a case where they're not writing it for this man, Dalad Iu Kakasa, right? And likewise, we have on Daf Chav Amid Aleph, we already saw this, and we saw that line in the Tosus here. It says, right?
Baby, do you hear it? Do you hear it?
No, I can't hear it. It's as if there's a problem on his line.
Yeah.
You're also, you also can't hear it.
At all.
Is he out? Did he fall?
Not all the way.
No, he's still there, but I don't see him.
And so I asked him if the Wi-Fi is strong enough. It may not be strong enough to do a broadcast.
Could be. Chaim, do you have problems reading the board? I can hardly see the board.
Yeah. I can see the board somewhat. But
that's good. You can hardly see it. I can't see it.
I can't see it either.
No, I have
no nothing.
I can see the board, but I can't read it.
Say there. You tell me to do that.
Okay.
Also, because I have an iPad, so it's a little the old style squarish.
That's not the language.
Where's the rabbi?
He's gone. Still connected.
No. No, nothing. I don't have. Does he realize that he doesn't see us? Oh, Rabbi Bednarz. Yeah, we're having a lot of trouble.
Oh, you're right. It does seem to be better.
Oh, okay. I switched my Wi-Fi.
What did to a different?
To my hotspot.
To your hotspot. Yeah.
Phone.
Okay.
Switch it to my phone. Okay, we're both side. We have all these Gemara.
Rav Bednarz, we're having problems reading what you see on the board, what you're writing on the board.
But that's
not. It's very unclear.
All right, I'm not sure how to have my cake and eat it too here.
Right. Right.
This is getting a little tricky.
Right.
What? Just need me to write bigger.
Which yeah, the last column is illegible.
We can take pictures at every single people and send them out.
Okay. I can go back to, yeah. You'd think that technology could solve this problem.
Yeah, right. But it might need a much stronger laptop.
Okay, or a better camera.
Better camera, Mike. Yeah.
Technological solution. Write bigger.
No, because then I'll hardly. As it is, I only have half the board. I could move it closer. Then I would have a third of the board.
It isn't that. It needs a better something stronger than the laptop. Okay.
Now we can read it.
Okay, Rabosai. You know what? If not, I'll send out the boards afterwards and we'll figure it out for next year. Yeah. Okay, let us chazer once again. Here. I'm going to put this down once again. Okay. One. Let's say, what does vikasav mean? Let's try it this way. Says Tosfos vikasav has sofer. In which case, I'm changing the orientation, by the way. Why do you need Sivoy Habaal Lesofer Lichtov? So Tosa says, because of Lishma. Because if he didn't hear from the husband, then he doesn't know that that the husband wants the divorce. Okay, as opposed to the re, at least in the rush, he was the vada, in our Tosfos using the sofek, it means the kasav habaal, and then obviously o shlucho, because shlucho shalom and kamosa. And who did we add to the re? We added the tor and the shulchan aruch. Then why do you, that's obvious. You need a halos shlichos. Now the question is going to become, what about various sugyas in Shas? Let's take various sugyas in Shas. Maybe we'll even start a slightly different direction. What was the original reason why Tosfos said his pshat, which is against Shuta Shel Mikra, which is that you all don't need Ksivas Habaal, you only need Lashma. So, what works well for him? What works well for him is Rav Huna, Sivas Chereshot V'Katan V'Gadol Omid Al Gavav. This is Nicha, because you don't need Shlichos, just Lishma. You don't need Shlichos, just Lishma. And Gadol Omid Al Gavav helps them write Lishma. How is the re going to get out of this? And we already know how the re is going to get out of this. If you hold you do need shlichos like Shuto Shel Mikra, then how is a Chir Shos V'Katan work with Gadol Omid Al Gavav? So there are actually many answers to this. Some of them are super duper fancy schmancy and a little, you know, I'm not sure if they're true or not, but there are at least a few that are for sure work. One answer is the re's answer, right? What did the re himself? He says that our sugya is Aliba to Rabbi Meir, that no, Rabbi Meir allows a Chirashot to Bekat to Megadol Omid Al Gavav, because Rabbi Meir says Bekasav means the Chasima and doesn't require Ksivas Habaal. Rabbi Meir doesn't need Ksivas Habaal. The truth is he doesn't even need the Shema. There's just in the Havavina that he needs the Shema to Rabbanan. But according to Eliezer, Aval in a Chanami, Lehalacha, hustle. A Chir Shel V'Katan will not work even with Gadol Omid Al Gavav Mishom Delav B'nei Shlichos Nenu. That's exactly what the Rosh says at the end. So you could say, yes, our sugya allows Chir Shel V'Katan even though not B'nei Shlichos, because our sugya is Lava Liv De'Hilchsan. It's a Liv Derev Meir who says you can find it in the garbage can and it doesn't matter how it was written. But since we possibly agree with Lazar that Bekasav means Ksiva, not Chasima, and it has to be written properly means written by the Baal or Shlucho, and Chalei Shlucho, that's no good. There's other possible answers to this. What are the other possible answers to this? The other possible answers to this are Alpi, the Ravid. You could say, remember what the Ravid says, and you never know who might agree with him. Rav Huna didn't mean Gadol Omid Al Gavav works. He only meant Gadol Omid Al Gavav works for the Tofes. But no one ever thought that Gadol Omid Al Gavav works for the Torah. So basically, I'll be the Raivin. You could say, yeah, he was matter without shlichus. But he was matter without shlichus only for the tofes, not for the toref. The tofes is not really important. No, that hechshiru, chera shelter v'katan, v'gadol omen al gabav, rak l'tofes. Only for the tofes. Even Rav Huna was only for the tofes and not for the toref. That's where Rav Huna finished. Even Rav Huna only meant for the tofes, not for the toref. Okay, if so, then no one ever was machshir achir shot v'katan. That was only for the, now you can ask why halfway for the tofes. But okay, somebody say the tofes only be rabbanan, and they weren't so mach, but the toref, they weren't machshir it. The toref, and achanami, because of verse just the toref, we derisa. So that's muskum, I think. The third possibility is this very clever Teferis Yaakov. The Teferis Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Gzuntait. Rav Gzuntait, he actually, his or Einikol, a few times, is a neighbor of mine in Alonshot. His name is Dr. Benny Gzuntait. So he finally found the right profession for if your last name is Gzuntait. And Teferis Yaakov was a rabbi. I don't know what that has to do with Gzuntait, unless it's Rifu Sivu Sharecha, Shikri Leach Mosecha. But he was more Pshuta Kamashmo. He's a doctor. Anyway, so with the Tiferes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Gzuntait, he gives a big chiddush to answer, to defend the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Even though the Ri had his answer, but the Ri's answer is very radical, say, our Gemara is a leader of Meir, and the Havmin is that our Meir requires Ksiva L'Shma, not so crazy. Sounds like that's a Havmin, because then they had to tell us that he doesn't require Ksiva L'Shma. But says Tiferes Yaakov a big chiddush. What's his big chiddush? His big chiddush is that really, achere shota v'katan is kosher l'shlichos. That's against the Gemara all over the place. And that's against a drasha, the pasuk that says achere shota v'katan is pasul l'shlichos. How can you say achere shota v'katan is kosher l'shlichos? It's against all of our shas. So he says, no, you misunderstood the drasha. There's a drasha of ish. That well, maybe by, okay, but certainly, there's a principle over all over Shas that he showed the cotton plus from Shlichos. What do we do with all of Shas? He says you misunderstood all of Shas. You thought it meant there's a Xeris HaKasav is that Tanayim Shlichos, the Chir Shot the cotton plus. That's not what it meant. What it meant is anything that the Bailin can't do if he's a Chir Shot the cotton, he can't send a Shliach of the Chir Shot the cotton to do. Anything that needs Das, a Shliach Chir Shot the cotton can't do. You might have had a Havamina that even if it needs Das, I can send a Shliach without Das. You might have had a Havamina that Shliach has lower standards than the guy himself. The guy himself can only sell a cow with Das, but he can send a Shchir Shotav Katan, a Shliach without Das. Kamash will know, Shchir Shotav, but only in things that need Das, since you don't need Das to write a get. Kosher l'shlichas. Bechol ha-Torah kula. Hidavar. She'eino sarav da'as basi yoso. And since writing the get doesn't need a full das, only needs kavanas l'shma, and the rule is that a kavanas l'shma, a chayr shalto v'yafim can have with gadol amal gabav, we never meant there's a psul gavra of chayr shalto v'katan for shlichus. All we meant is that when it comes to shlichus, you need the shliach needs to have enough das to do the chalos. So over here, the shlip and gadol amal gabav has enough das. It's not a psul gavra. It's just a psul in the bitzua, in the carrying out, in the action. A shliach here shall be gadol. Can't do anything that needs das of a gadol. But since writing l'shma doesn't need das of a gadol, only needs das of a gadol amal gabav, therefore it's good enough. So there's no psul gavra here shall be gadol shlichos like Tosos and Ovi Shalom assume. Rather, it's just a practical thing. The shliach can't do something that he's not qualified to do. You might have had a Havamin, a Shliach doesn't have to be qualified, because since the Mishalech sent him, the Shliach can do it even if he's stupid. No, the Shliach needs to be smart enough to know what he's doing. The Shliach needs to know what he's doing. That's what he's saying. It's not there's a Gavra requirement tonight to have a Gadol Bar Das for Shlichus. It's just that the Shliach needs to have enough Das to do what he's doing. And since writing the Get, the Gadol Amal Gavra, give him enough Das, that's good enough. Okay, so there are many ways out of this Sugya. There's a more difficult Sugya. That's Akasha on the Reed. Which is, there's one more difficult sugya that's Akasha on the Reed, which is the Gemara in Zvachim, because the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Gimelam and Aleph, says that Stoma is not Lishma by Gevershin. If you write against Stam, that's no good, because Stam Isha loved the Gevershin Kaima. Stam Isha is not for Gevershin, therefore Stam is no good. Whereas, how do we know Stam is no good? They quote the Mishnah Chafavim and Aleph with Rabbi Yehuda right after the Mishnah, that when the Sofer writes a Tofas in advance, remember some Achlukas, whether he's allowed to, because Takana Sofer or Takana Saguna, but he has to leave out Harei Aviteres Kol Adam. You have to write Harei Aviteres Kol Adam Lishma. So that proves that Stam is no good, because Stam Yishalav the Gershin Kaima. Okay, that Gemara in Zvachim, this is going to be very difficult. For the Re. The Re doesn't ask this on himself, but the Rabban and the Rashi and everyone else asks this Kasha. Right? What's the Kasha they ask against the what's the Kasha they ask? They ask from Zvachim Bezim and Aleph to Daf Gimel Bezim, Bezim, Gimel and Aleph. What does it say? It says that if the Sofer writes Haviat Luteresli in advance, it's no good because Stam Isha is not Legerishin. It's not Lashma. So what does this imply? It says that Sofer can't write in advance because it's not Lishma. In other words, why can't the Sofer write on his own? Because it's not Lishma. That works perfectly for Tosfos. That works perfectly for Tosfos. The Sofer can't write on his own because it's not Lishma. Right? That's perfect for Tosfos. Right? The Sofer could have written on his own because it means Kasav HaSofer. What's the only reason he can't write in advance on his own? The only reason he can't write in advance on his own is because it's not Lishma. But this is very difficult for the Re and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Udime. This is very difficult for the Re and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Udime. Why is it very difficult for them? Because according to them, what is the Gemara saying? This is what the Rashba and the Ramban points out in the Rashba, right here in our sugya. They say, I have a proof from Zvachim for Tosos that you don't need Shlichos for Ksiva. Because it's not my proof, it's their proof. Because if you need a Shlichos for Ksiva, then the reason why the Sofer can't write in advance is because he's not a Shlich HaBaal. He's not a Shlich HaBaal. And if he's not a... excuse me. Is because he's not a Shliach HaBaal. And if he's not a Shliach HaBaal, it's not because of Shalol Lishma. Why is the Gemara in Zvachim saying it's because of Shalol Lishma? Comparing to Zvachim, Kasha, Kari Pasol, Mishum, Sheino Shliach HaBaal, Velo Mishum Lishma. So this is a big difficulty, a big Kasha on the Re and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. How come the Gemara, because what's the shock of the Tyree there? The Gemara says, if the Sofer writes Harei Aviteres Kol Adam in advance, it's Pusel. That proves that Stam is Pusel. So why is Stam Pusel here and Stam Kosher by Zvachim? Ah, because Zvachim Stam and Lishma and Isha Stam is Lav Legirishin. So what's the Gemara saying? It's a Lishma comparison to Zvachim. By Zvachim Stam is not Lishma. By Zvachim is Lishma. By Isha Stam is not Lishma. They're assuming the Psul of Stam is Shalom Lishma. Why are they assuming the Psul is Shalom Lishma? There should be more obvious to them. So this is Shul Lishma. They should have just said, Stam is Lishma. It's Lishma by Zvachim, it's Lishma by Gittin. But it's possible to write to get in advance because, to write Harei Aviteres in advance, which is part of the Torah, let's say, because you're not a Shliach of the Baal. That's very difficult to the point where the Machaneh Ephraim, if anyone got a chance to look at it, has to say, we must not pass him like that according to Zvachim. And there are many other difficult answers. This is a difficult Kasha. The Kasha from Zvachim, the Rishonim here, Tosos doesn't mention Zvachim. But the Ramban and the Rashba and everyone else mention Zvachim here. That's what he says here. Hachanami Mashma Veshmaitza Kamaisa Shchitas Kachim. Shchitas Kachim is another word from Masechta Zvachim, as opposed to Shchitas Chulim, Masechta Chulim. The Ka'amar Shetzarach Laniach Dovzi Gittin Shei Makam HaTorech Mishum De'itza Lav Begir Shei Kaima V'lopso Pasol Mishum De'ina V'katsu Rosh Lunchov. They said the only reason the Sofer can't write Hariyat Materis Li B'chal Adam in advance is because it's not Lishma. They didn't say because the wrong person's writing. That proves that we don't care who writes. We only care that it be written Lishma. So here we have the two difficulties against the Re. One difficulty, he has many good ways of answering. The difficulty from Chir Shel to Katan. Each way is assumption. There's many ways to answer. The other difficulty is the Gemara in Zvachim. I put in brackets a few dachuk ways of answering. but it's going to be dachot to answer that Gemara in Zvachim. There's no nice way to answer that up that Gemara in Zvachim. It's really, that's why the Rabban and the Rashba and the Ritva, et cetera, here came out against the Rita. It's not that it's a more pusher reason, it's that the Gemara is the Stira. How come Stam is good enough in Zvachim and Stam is not good enough in Gittin? Why is it a Stira to Gittin? It's only Stira Zvachim if it's an Inim L'Shma, because Zvachim needs to be L'Shma. What's the first Mishnah? You remember the first Mishnah, Zvachim. Call it Zvachim, Shnitz, Pashol, L'Shma, etc. So it's only Stira Zvachim because of L'Shma. But if it's a Psol of Vakasav, then it's not a Stira Zvachim. To be a Stira, it's actually more Pashat. To be a Stira Zvachim, it has to be a Psol of L'Shma. They have to know it's a Psol of L'Shma. How do they know it's a Psol of L'Shma? Maybe it's a Psol of Vakasav. Okay, maybe there are ways to answer it, but it's difficult. Let's come back to that. Now, what's the other? So right now, Tosos is looking good. He works well for Tosos and most Rishonim. Tosos, the Chuli, is looking good. He works well in Zvachim. Zvachim said the Psol was L'Shma and not Vakasav. It works well in our Sugya. Chir Shatim Kadim works even though the Lot they Shlichas, and the Reeves on the defensive has to answer. But of course, there's another whole side to this. Of course, there's another whole side to this, which is the things that are proofs for the Re and difficult for Tosfos. So what are the proofs for the Re that are difficult for Tosfos? So let's take them one step at a time. What are the proofs for the Re that are difficult for Tosfos? We're going to put these. Okay. You know what?
Rebbe, do you have a black pen? Are you using a blue pen?
And I'll try black, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Blue haze coming off the board.
By the way, feel free to ask questions, even not about the visibility, whoever's on Zoom. Now, what's the other side of the coin? The other side of the coin is this. Is, is the following. why do you need Sivu Yabal lift over Saget? Here we have one problem, which is what Tosus brings up in Erevin. Give me a second. Tosus brings up in Erevin, Dafyud Gimel and Aleph. There's Tosus in Erevin. He takes the same approach to the Tosus here. Not like the Re. And he asks, give me a second. Yeah. Dilagabi get, afila lo choshev l'shma. Right? Even if you really have in mind l'shma, it doesn't count as l'shma. What does Tosfos ask? He asks the following question. How can you say if the sofer didn't hear it's not Lashma? After all, it says over there by the Megillah Sota and the Torah that if you have in mind the possibility that's Lashma, Tosfos asks, Tosfos thinks if you have in mind that if you need to, you'll do it, that's called Lashma. When you cash it, you have a get up, you'll be in that possible, How can you say it's not l'shma without the tzibur yabal? The tani misha achso kasam sofer l'shma b'chasam eidim l'shma v'nas l'harim pasal ad sheish v'kolo sh'om el sofer k'sofer l'eidim k'sobo v'hasam pasal m'shem v'lo chashem l'shma v'lo misham d'v'in en shlichas b'k siva. And how does he know you don't need shlichas? Because l'chir shol t'v'katan, etc. Okay, so here's the kasha. The kasha is, hold on a second. The kasha is, if the sofer is really serious, why can't he write Lishma without Sivay Habal? If he's really serious, why can't he write Lishma without Sivay Habal? Teinach, he writes a Shalom Lishma. I understand, that's possible. But why do you need Sivay Habal? Why can't he just seriously think, in case Reuven wants to divorce Rachel, or I have a hunch Reuven wants to divorce Rachel, or I hear a rumor that Reuven wants to divorce Rachel, Or these people told me. Remember what the case is. I tell Tzvi and Isaac to write a get for my wife, and they don't. Instead, they ask Effie and Shai to write a get for my wife. That's possible, because Effie and Shai didn't hear me. What do you mean? They have a good reason to think I want to divorce my wife. As a matter of fact, according to one opinion, even over Imru, even if I say to Isaac and Tzvi, tell Shai and Effie to write a get for my wife, that's no good, because me, little mention, was Shliach, because I can't really make the Mashliach just say words. So, if the Sofer is really serious, why can't he write the Shema without Tzvi Abayl? This worked perfectly for the Ri. Nicha. Because he's not a Shliach. I don't care how serious he is. If the Baal didn't tell him to write, then he is not a Shliach. But according to Tosos of Dimei, this is very difficult. So what do you have to say? You have to say that one of two radical things. Either A, this is a very radical shot of Tosos and Erevin, that you're right. That's only a Gzeira Drabanan. What does Tosos and Erevin say? Tosos and Erevin says, Enachanami, if the Sofer writes a lo l'shma, that's a psul daraisa. But if the Sofer writes l'shma, he just didn't hear the tzivu yaba'al, that's not a psul daraisa. That's only a psul drabanan. It's a Gzeira. They made a Gzeira. Anytime this Baal didn't tell the Sofer explicitly to write, they answered it a Gzeira Drabanan, utter shlo l'shma. But really, it is l'shma. If the Sofer says, I am hereby writing 100% l'shma that Reuven should divorce Rachel, and they even signed 100% l'shma that Reuven should divorce Rachel, just he didn't hear it directly from the Baal, that's only psul drabanan. That's very radical. What does everyone else say? Everyone else says no. Everyone else says no. It's because in order to really know, to really say l'shma, you have to be sure that Reuven wants to divorce Rachel, not just think maybe against Tosin Erevin. Tosin Erevin, because of the Gemara there about the Sefer Torah, assume that it's called l'shma, even if you think maybe. But no, everyone else assumes no, that it's only called l'shma if you know with certainty. Meaning, to be l'shma, you can't be suffic l'shma. I think maybe I'm writing l'shma because maybe this is going to happen. No, to be called l'shma, you need certainty. That's what all the other achronim assume, as the Ramban says. Here, for example, still in our sugya, what does he say? He says, ein l'shma, if they don't know whether he wants a divorce or not, that's a suffix. Now you get into a little bit of a trouble. What's the little bit of a trouble? The little bit of troubles are Moshe dealt with, even though he wasn't 100% going in this direction. He had his own formulation. Based on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, also, he doesn't quote it in the same direction. But what if the Sofer does know? What if the Sofer does know? For example, what if I tell Svi and Isaac that I want to divorce my wife, and they're two Aden, and they tell Shai and Effie. That's possible Kuli Alpha. That's the Mishnah 9 Alpha Beis. I told two people to write and sign a get. They tell a different Sofer, it's no good. Why? The Sofer heard from them. He has Aden, I want to divorce my wife. And according to Reb Yossi, even Omer Imru, or according to the way we paskin, Reb Yossi, even Omer Imru is puzzle. Even if I tell you to tell the Sofer, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle even if the Sofer? Let's just, we'll have to make ourselves a little box here. That's going to be a little off the board. Apologize. But I'll take a picture and send it to you later. So you can listen about that. Why is it puzzle even if two Adim told the Sofer that the Baal wants to write a get? If the problem is just that they don't know, so if a Tosin Erevin says suffix l'shma in case counts as l'shma, so it must be a psul drabanan without Sivir Baal's only din drabanan, so she does yachid. Everyone assumes Sivir Baal is din daraisa. If Sivir Baal is din daraisa, why? Why can't he write l'shma without Sivir Baal? The answer is he doesn't know for sure. L'shma has to be for sure l'shma. I have to be confident to write l'shma. If I have to be confident to write l'shma, right? This is the big deal. You should know in Erechayim, no l'ch l'maisa. Right? This is a big deal. If can I say I'm making this parchment for Sefer Torah l'shma because maybe I'll use it for Sefer Torah, or do I have to say for sure I'm using it for Sefer Torah? We mentioned already. Anyway, why? So here answers the Igros Moshe. Because Nehemanus Beis Eden is a Xeris HaKasav, answers the Igros Moshe. Again, he's not exactly going this way, but then he's answering this question. For this opinion, he's agreeing with us. Because Nehemanus Beis Eden is a Xeris HaKasav. What's the Xeris HaKasav? The Xeris HaKasav is not that everyone believes what they hear from two Eden. The Xeris HaKasav is that Bizdin accepts the testimony of two Eden as proof. But an individual who hears from two Eden doesn't necessarily believe them. And therefore, it is Xeris HaKasav, not a Svara. And therefore, the Sofer doesn't believe the two Eden unless he hears it. Basically, the Sofer doesn't believe anything unless he hears from the Baal himself. The Sofer can't write the Shema without hearing from the Baal, because until he heard from the Baal, he doesn't know the Baal wants to divorce his wife, and he can't have Kavana of Vaday Lishma, even if 100 Eden told him. In Bezdin, there's a Xeris HaKasav of 100 Eden or Nehman. But Misvara, 100 Eden could be lying. Therefore, he's still Masufik, and the Stam Isha's Lav Gershon Kayim, that means every Isha we assume is not going to be divorced until proven otherwise. And there's no proof otherwise, because even two Eden are not a proof outside of Bezdin. Big finish for Moshe. That's why it's not called Lishma. What is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, and without getting into all the papul with the halachal maisa case they dealt with, the nafkamina would be, what's the nafkamina? Now, between of the, what's the nafkamina between the shlichus and the lishma?
Can you move the camera so we see the left side of the board? Now we see it.
I see nothing.
Hold on.
But the angle is not so good.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I can do any better than I'm doing with the training that I have now. I understand that we have to fix this for next time. So you might have to just follow Balpeh, and then we'll send out the picture. As a matter of fact, Isaac, why don't you take pictures regularly and can you send them out on the Zoom? Oh, you're not on the Zoom. Okay, we will have to do the best we can here. The old days, we used to follow Shira without boards. This is my hope from the sheet of boards. anyway, what does it say
Ruby,
here? Yes, it says, why can is it possible that two Aden told the Sofer? Okay, there's nothing too exciting on that part of the board. Really, you're not missing anything. It just says, why does the apostle, even if two Aden tell the Sofer the Baal wants to divorce his wife? The answer is, you have to make a tremendous chiddush to the Igros Moshe. Two Aden is only Xeris HaKasav for Bezdin to accept. It's not a svara they're telling the truth. Two Aden aren't telling the truth. It's only Xeris HaKasav. So in Bezdin, we believe them. But the Sofer doesn't believe them. Sofer has no right to believe two Aden. You have no right to believe two Aden. And therefore, the Sofer doesn't necessarily believe the two Aden, and therefore he doesn't know if the husband wants to divorce his wife, because Minastam, the husband doesn't want to divorce his wife. Big finish, very romantic. Minastam, the husband doesn't want to divorce his wife. Even if two Aden tell me otherwise, I don't believe them. Okay, good, we should all be romantic. What's the Nafkamina? Let's just see the Nafkamina for a second. What is the Nafkamina between, forget this radical Tosin Ervin. Nafkamina is, what if the Sofer somehow the Sofer knows the truth. There's no Tzivri Baal knows without a Tzivri HaBaal. Somehow the Sofer knows without Tzivri HaBaal. Somehow he knows better than two Aden. Oh, he didn't hear it from the Baal himself. That's usually better than two Aden. He knows better than hearing from Aden that the husband wants to divorce his wife. Somehow he knows. If somehow he knows, is that good enough? So this would be enough community in these two pshatim. If you said you need vikasav, then nope, still the get is batal, not just pasal. Batal means the raisa. Who cares if the sofer somehow knows? Without Tzivri HaBaal, he's not a shliach. Without a shliach, the Baal didn't write it. It's no good. Nothing to talk about. But if you say the only reason you need Tzivri HaBaal is for lishma. If you say the only reason you need Tzivri HaBaal is for lishma, and the only reason he can't write the Shema without Sivya Balos, because unless he heard it from the horse's mouth or the husband's mouth, then he doesn't really know the husband wants to divorce his wife, and it's still a case of Stam. Then you could say that, but if he does know, he knows. How can he know? There are three shitas in the Achronim that say if he knows it's good enough, which would work for this approach of Tosos. One is, then you would say that the get would be kosher. What are examples of this? There are three examples of this in the poskim. The most radical one is the Bach. Says the Bach, Ha'isha at Mokosevah says Gita, the end of the Mishnah of Beis Amid Beis. Ha'isha at Kosevah says Gita. What's the Chiddush of Ha'isha Kosevah says Gita? Everyone else understands. The Chiddush is just that she's allowed to be right on behalf of the husband. Okay, you might have thought it sounds weird for her to write her own get. Kamashlan, she's allowed to. Or that the Chiddush seems to be, even if she owns the get, she's allowed to write it, and then she'll be machted to her husband, and we trust her to be machted to her husband. But the Bach says something radical. The wife can write a get without Tzivui HaBaal. Why? Because since she's the wife, she knows that her husband wants to divorce her. Everyone else doesn't know. How do you know? You know, you'll see that some, there are a few young people, not too many in this room. But you'll see when you grow up, you'll realize a certain point, you never know what's going on between a husband and wife just based on what you see from the outside on the street. You never know what's going on between them. It might look like they're the worst marriage in the world, and really they love each other to pieces. It might look like they're the best marriage in the world, and really they have terrible problems. Right? So other people don't know, even if two Aiden tell them, but the wife knows. So what are some examples of the Shita? An example of the Shita is Aleph, the radical Shita of the Bach. The Isha Atzma knows. She knows her husband wants to divorce her because she's in the relationship. Big Kiddush. But that works according to Tosos, not according to the Ri. Tosos most Rishonim, not the Ri. If all you need is Lishma, a Stam guy can't have Lishma without hearing from the horse's mouth. But the wife can have Lishma without hearing from the horse's mouth. Or what's the other option? The other option is that Bishochan Aruch HaRav, he said, if he overheard it. Let's say he overheard it. That's the word is overheard. Don't worry, the guys in the classroom can't read it either. He overheard it. If he overheard it, what's Bishochan Aruch HaRav's case? I told you to write a get for my wife, and I didn't tell Effie to write it. But, or even I told you to find someone to write it, but Effie didn't hear. But I never told Effie to write it, but he happened to be on the other side of the wall, and he heard me telling you. If he happens to have overheard the tzivoy, that's not shlichus. You can't call it shlichus and you'll overhear me telling someone else something. That's not shlichus, but it's good enough for the Shema. He heard it from me. Even though there's no tzivoy about to Effie, since he heard me give the tzivoy about to someone else, that's good enough. Or Rav Moshe's case. What's Rav Moshe's case in the Igros Moshe? The Igros Moshe is the handwriting, right? Rav Moshe's case, I think he says Mefurish. What's the case? The case is it's very complicated, and I'll explain why in a moment. But he says that in this case, Siva the Baal Ba'atzmo. The handwriting, let's say they get a letter from the husband. The sover gets a letter from the husband, and he recognizes this handwriting. That's better than Adam. That's knowing yourself. He gets a letter from the husband, he recognizes his handwriting. Then that is good enough. As a matter of fact, where else did this come up? This also comes up a bit in sugyas of, let's say, in the modern era, there are cases similar to that. Let's say you show him a video of the husband, right? That's an easy case. Not to aid him, tell him the husband wants you to write a get. You took a video on your phone. You show him a video of the husband telling people, get a sofer to write a get for my wife. I want a get written for my wife. So if you see a video of the husband, that's our Moshe didn't have that technology. They had movies in his days, but they didn't have phones that could make videos. That's when in the early discussions of can you give a get over video conference already many decades ago, they discussed this, right? Rav Schechter's father, Rav Melech Schechter Zatzal, was one of the big post-Gim Hilchas Gittin many decades ago. He was one of the pioneers of being Mater B'Shas Adchak, the giving a get over video conference. And one of his factors was, well, over video conference, of course the sofer knows the husband wants to write again. He sees the video, and it can't be false. It's not like just hearing a report from other people. Okay, so you should know, Agav, What they do nowadays in weird cases of getting, and that's really what the Shulchan Aruch Rav and Rosh are all doing, is they try to mitzaref the sfeikos. They get it to work out that, well, if it's mishum shlichas, then you have a valid minay, and if it's mishum yediya of lishma, then they find some way there should be a valid yediya, that it should be a valid yediya lishma. Yeah, the tzibur of Alu in the video conference. Right, no, there has to be a mice in a scene of two people together. But the tzibur of Alu for everyone, for the ksiva, for the chasima, for the nesina, etc. Okay, now, what is so, we can defend the idea that tzibur of Alu is nishum l'shma, but we have to make a big assumption that tzibur of Alu is nishum l'shma, because l'shma, either saying like Tosfos and Irvin, it's only me drabbanu need tzibur of Alu for l'shma, it's only xer drabbanu to make sure that you're writing l'shma. Or like everyone else, no, we don't write, so you need tzibur baal for lishma. Oh, why can't he think lishma without tzibur baal? Because lishma has to be vaday lishma, not suffik lishma. And since tam isha is love the gerish and kaima, even though I have a hunch and I think I'm a maven in marriage therapy, and I think they're getting divorced, and I think I have a crystal ball and I know they're getting divorced, it doesn't matter. Until I hear from the horse's mouth the husband wants to divorce his wife, I can't write lishma because I don't know vaday. Oh, why can't I hear from two eidim? You have to be nidchak like our Moshe to say that no one believes to aid him unless they're in Beis Din. There's no ruler that wants to aid him outside of Beis Din. Big finish. And then there might be an afkamina. If there's some other way the sofer knows, then he can manage without tzibur baal. While according to the Derech HaLuri and the Torah Shulchan Aruch, even if there's some other way the sofer knows the truth without tzibur baal, it doesn't work because he's not a shliach. Now,
Rebbe,
the real problem
Rebbe,
is...
Rebbe?
Yes.
Yeah, where would you put the Rashba who says, to me it's enigmatic. If they write without the tzibur baal, lo yitnu lev kol kach lichtov lishma v'yichtiv ustam. Which side is he taking in this discussion?
So I would either want to say that, I don't think he means Tosfos and Irvin, meaning they might not think lishma and it might be confused about thinking lishma tzol d'rabban, and I think he means tzol d'raisa. I think what he means is this. I think what he means, I admit, I'm reading it to his words. What does it mean? It means they won't write with their lev kol kach, that they're vada intending lishma. They'll only write with the suffix intending lishma. Lo yitnu lev kol kach, I think, means exactly what all the Rishonim and Achronim are saying here, that it's only called lishma if you know with certainty. And that's what he means. If they didn't hear from the horse's mouth, they're not sure the husband wants to divorce his wife, and therefore they'll think a little lishma. Maybe they'll think, maybe he'll use this for divorce. Maybe there'll be a divorce. But they won't think, b'vadai l'shma. And that's what you know, really kol kach. They won't think for sure this can be used for divorce. Okay, now let's just mention, there are three sugyas that are exceedingly difficult for Tosos and Rav Rishonim. Exceedingly difficult. One of the three sugyas that are exceedingly difficult, let's just mention them briefly. One of the difficult sukkahs, one is, not one, let me read this, Taf Samach Gimel of a Beis, he said, right? Which used the word shlichos. What was the case there? Forget about the psak is. You should know the psak is, have you ever been in a get? What does the husband say to the sofer and the aiden? He says, please write a get for me to divorce my wife and sign it on my behalf and keep writing as many times as you need till you get one that's kosher l'chaladeos. To avoid this problem, that maybe made the mishlis to write one get, but if they messed up, they can't write a second get. And this problem is especially difficult when you have questions like, I mean, if they messed up, well, I'm not going to read you that sugya of Samach Gimel and all the Rishonim there. But if they messed up and they wrote a get that's batel mevatel, that's chuchel tlul, it's a total joke. He says, write a get for me to divorce my wife Rachel, and they wrote a get for him to divorce his wife Sprintzy. Then in a chanami, it's not really a problem if he did. Problem is, what if they wrote a get that's batel mebrabanan? Maybe you could say they already did a shlichus. They wrote a get that's kashrut midoraisa. They can't write another one. What if they write a get that's suffix sold? Then maybe they did it. So therefore, the husband nowadays says, I'm appointing you to write a get for me and sign a get for me as many times as it takes until Beis Din's happy. Okay, but what did the Gemara say there? That if they write a get and they make a mistake, they can't write a second get because they already fulfilled their shlichus and now they're not shlichus anymore. That is mefurish. That you need shlichus, mefurish. That you need shlichus. That's perfect for the read. It says you need shlichus. What does Tosos do with that? So, Tosos himself does not quote that Gemara. The Ramban, the Rashi, the Ritva, and everyone else who quotes the Gemara, and all they said was Lav davka. It just means lishma. Lav davka just means lishma. And here it becomes very dachuk. What do you mean lav davka? It just means lishma. Kulu lav davka mishum shlichas mishum emun lishma. What? Yes. Yes. Barminam perikus kabel, etc., etc., etc. Also, Yimshlichusan. Kulu lav davka mishum shlichas lishma. That's very difficult. I don't understand. What do you mean mishum lishma? It's very, very dachuk, you see. Lav davka mishum shlichas mishum lishma. What do we mean by that? It's not really they need to be a shlucha. He needs to be a shliach to write the get. He doesn't need to be a shliach to write the get. He just needs to write and get the shma. But he only knows that her husband wants to divorce her with one get. He doesn't know the husband wants to try the second get. Really? The husband wants to divorce his wife. He doesn't want to divorce his wife with the second get, only with the first get? It's going to be very, very dachuk to call that lav davka and say it's lishma. Why would it be lishma? The husband wants me to write one get and divorce his wife. Mistama, he wants me to write a second get to divorce his wife. You know, that should be a case of, you know, somehow knowing. Okay, it's very, very dachuk. The second very dachuk is that kaf dalet amud beis says the kasav equals ihu kakasav. Right, what is saying that kaf dalet amud beis? Saying the chiddush. What is the chiddush? The Mishnah says in kaf dalet amud beis, beginning of the perik lishma, or perik alaget, it says if he wrote it not for gerushin, it's pasul. If he wrote it for gerushin, but for a different man, it's pasul. If he wrote it for gerushin, for this man, for a different woman, it's pasul. And the Gemara says, what's all the chidushim? The chidushim are pashut. If it said, say, for krisos, we would know it has to be written for the sake of divorce, not for the sake of practice, not for the sake of hanging in my window to get customers, for the sake of divorce. But I wouldn't know it has to be written for the sake of the man. If it says v'kasav, then the man has to write it. So I have to write it for the man. So I know I have to write it for the man. Right? Ihu kakasav. If it says v'kasav, I have to write it for this man because he has to write it, not for another man, so then he didn't write it. But I wouldn't know I have to write it for the sake of the woman. Maybe if he has two wives, doesn't matter which wife I had in mind. For mashmal law, I have to write it for law. But it says explicitly v'kasav means the husband has to write it. Why does the sofer have to write it for this husband, not that husband? Why do I have to write it for this Reuven, not that Reuven? Because Ihu kakasav, this Reuven has to do the writing, so I do the writing for him. If I did the writing for him, then he didn't write it. That's mefurish also, that you need shlichas. Mefurish shlichas and v'kasav means v'kasav aval. And another word, daf kaf aleph that we already read. Daf kaf aleph says that also v'kasav, what does it mean? It says, and not ika kasva, right? The having impossible of getting to the wife paid is this ika kasva, right? Because she wrote it by paying the sofer. So vikasav means also, it means ihu kakasav and not ihi, right? It really says not ihi, right? Vikasav, but what it's basically saying is that he has to write it, not her. Daf Chavdalim says he has to write it, not another man named Reuven. And Daf Chavdalim saying he has to write it, not her. So in Daf Chavdalim Adai, the sofer is to write it for him, not for another Reuven. And Daf Chavdalim, if he has to hire the sofer, not she has to hire the sofer, until they pulled their shtick with Hefker Bez and Hefker and gave him the money. So all these prove, basically there's three Gemaras that prove black and white. Black and white, explicitly like the day of the reading of the Torah Shulchan Aruch. What is Tosos going to do with all of them? So we know what the Ramban, etc. did with Daf Sanat Gimel. Tosos says the same thing about the Chavdalim Adai. No, it's lav davka. It didn't really mean v'kasav means the husband has to write. It really just meant that it has to be written lishma. Okay, that's a big lav davka, right? That's a big lav davka. That's what Tosa says here. Lo mishum shabal tzarich lichtov l'fishbo nechtov l'girusha didhu. It doesn't mean the husband has to write. It just means it has to be written for the sake of his divorce and not someone else's divorce, lishma. Oh, what about the chaf amin aleph, which says that he has to write it, not her. So we already know what Tosa said about this. Tosa says, all b'dochet gadol, lav davka, it really means v'nosan. Lav davka really means v'nosan. It doesn't mean the problem of chafam and aleph was not that the husband has to write it and pay the sofer, not the wife write and pay the sofer. It really means the husband has to own the get so he can do a nisina, and not that the wife should own the get, and then it won't be a proper nisina. Okay, so what do we come out here? I think these are basically all the sugyas. Everyone has a bit of dochak. The pshat of Tosos Udimei is very dachuk. It works great for Kereshot Bekata, works great for the Gorin Zvachim, but already you have to be nidchak to explain why it's not the shlom without Tzibur Yohal. Either say Tzibur Baal Rabbanah, that you just write the shlom without Tzibur Baal Mikaraisa, which is very radical. This is get the Gemara. The Gemara says to get in bottom, not Tosos Mikarabbanah. Or say, like all the Rishonim say, well, you need vados to write the Shema. And if they didn't hear from the horse's mouth, they're not vadai. But then what if they heard from two Adim? But they don't believe two Adim. The Sofer doesn't believe two Adim. Big finish. Okay, and there's three Gemaras Mefurish against Tosfos. How about the Reeve, Akasa, Abal, the Torah, the Shofan Arach? They work much better. They work better in Daf Samach Gimel, Daf Chavdala, Daf Chav. They work better in the Sugat Tzibir Abal, Daf Samach Bav, and Ayin Aleph, and Abed Beis. Why didn't Tzibir Abal to make you a Shliach? They're just against one Gemara in, and what are Chereshot V'Katan? So yeah, it's a Chereshot V'Katan. What are the Gemara Zvachim? The Gemara Zvachim is very dachuk. Again, Machne Frem says we just have to paskin against it and say it's Machlok Sasugyos. So they're a little better off. But there's a vast minority Shita in the Rishonim. They still have trouble with the Gemara Zvachim.
Did you say
Okay, but then that's going to be a little tricky, because if you say the reason he needs to hear it from the horse's mouth, because otherwise the Baal might have changed his mind, what if you heard it from the Baal and then writes the get 3 days later? What if the Baal changed his mind?
Once the Baal walks in, there's one of
Once the Baal walks in, if he changed his mind, he would have told him. That's interesting. Evan's making an interesting suggestion as an alternative to our Moshe. The reason why he has to hear from the horse's mouth, because then we're sure the Baal's committed and not changing his mind. If he hears from someone else, maybe the Baal changed his mind, just didn't know, you know, that it was serious. Okay, I'm a couple of that, says Effie. How do you spell Effie? Says Effie, because if Baal didn't tell the sofer directly, the sofer can't be sure that the Baal didn't change his mind. Right, because if the Baal told someone else or told no one, maybe the Baal changed his mind. The Baal told him, if he changed his mind, he would have let him know. Okay, I'm a Kabbal. Now, let's ask one question, then let's go back to this. The Rambam. How does the Rambam hold? Which side of this should we put the Rambam on? Anyone have an opinion? Anyone have an opinion? Where does the Rambam go in this Hakira? Does the Rambam think, the Rambam clearly admits, the Baal needs to tell the Sofer to write the get. Is it because it needs to be written with Shema? Or is it because Vikasav means Vikasav ha Baal? Isaac, what do you think?
More like Tosfot.
He's more like Tosfot. Why? So he says there are 10 things there is the Iker of Gerushin. Very good, right? The proper conceptual derech to answer any question about Hilchos Gerushin is to go back to Aleph Aleph. What are the 10 Iker things? And what are the 10 Iker things the Rambam says in Perek Aleph? He says, Zion is Sheyit Nehula. He has to do the Nesina. Or, of course, the Shliach. You know, Shulchan like the Moso. But there's no Sheyit Nevehu. There's Sheyit Nehu and no Sheyit Nevehu. Right? There's Sheyit Garish Bechsav, the Lobos of our Acher. That's the closest we have here. Right? Sheyit Sav Lashma, etc. But there's no Sheyit Nevehu. He could have said Sheyit Nehu. Instead of saying Sheyit Garish Bechsav, the Lobos of our Acher, he could have said Sheyit Nevehu. But there's no Yit Nevehu, only Yit Nehu. Okay. Any other proofs of the Rambam for that you should know? I just give you two achronim in brackets. The achronim are split 50-50. Every achronim you've heard of has an opinion on this. They're split 50-50. On the one hand, what's the sheet of the Rambam? Let's put the sheet of the Rambam here. I'll put this board in a second. What's the sheet of the Rambam? On the one hand, you could say that you don't need Sivas Haba'al just Lishma, and what are the Rayas? A, Aleph Aleph. There's no requirement of Sheyich Nevehu, like there's a requirement of Yitzneihu. Okay, good. Any other proofs for this, Derek? Any other proofs for this, Derek?
Something in Bet Aleph.
What does the Rambam say in Bet Aleph? In Bet Aleph, the Rambam says, Zel Sha'amar B'tor B'kasa La Sefer Krisos V'nasa B'yada Echad HaKosu B'yado Sha'amar La'acher L'chtov Lo Echad HaNosu B'yado O Sha'amar La'acher L'itin Lo. Which way does that sound?
The Nietzsche.
Whether he writes it or tells someone else to write it. It's the same whether he gives it or tells someone else to give it. That's not so pushing. On the one hand, he doesn't say he has to give it himself. On the other, it compares to Nesina. Nesina has to be him or Shlucho. No one disagrees. You mean Nesina of him or Shlucho? So maybe Nitziv of him or Shlucho. So that might actually come out the other way. Maybe you do need Tzivas HaBaal O Shlucho. Maybe you do need Tzivas HaBaal O Shlucho. And what would be a raya for this? Bet Aleph is the parallel to Nesina. It's not a proof. A parallel doesn't mean an equivalence. Okay, anyone want to bring other proofs? How about from the last sugya? How about from the last sugya? What might you say from the last sugya? From the fact that an eved is puzzled.
Eved.
Why is an eved puzzled? He's not the Torah's given the kedushin. And what is the Torah say?
Because it can't be a shliach.
The Torah's given the kedushin for something that requires. Because where do we find in the Gemara Torah's given the kedushin? An eved can't be a shliach for kabbalas again. He's not b'nei priestess. He's not the Torah's given the kedushin. So from the eved again, there could be another explanation, as we said last time. But that would certainly seem to imply, what was this, Gimel Wat? Was the Eved? Gimel Tesvav? I think it was Gimel Tesvav, right? Gimel Tesvav. Gimel Tesvav, which is that an Eved is possible with Sivas Haget. We're not sure, but certain, that would seem to imply that you need Shlichus, because otherwise, why can't an Eved write the Shema? Just as not the Taurus, why can't he write the Shema? Which is not such a good Kasha, because you could always say that someone not Batorah can't have Lishma. So it's not really such a good proof. Right? Yesh Lichos. Okay, any other proofs? It's a little hard. Do you think the Rambam says it's because of Lishma that you need Sivir Baal Lichtav as a get?
No.
Here it gets a little tricky.
He never says that.
He never says it's because of Lishma. And as a matter of fact, when does the Rambam say you need Lishma? In what parak? Gimel. That's when he gets up to Lishma. In what parak does he say you need Sivir Baal Lichtav as a get? Base, right? He can write it or tell someone else to write in. And base halacha hey is if someone wrote it without tzivya baal, sershin or baal atzmo l'sofer lichtav leinu hasomo, etc. And if they wrote it without him telling them, it's batel cheri kosvo mishal amar l'baal l'kosvo. He puts the psul of tzivya baal before the people respond to gimel. That implies that it's not l'shma, right? So when you say base hey, you have the din of Tzivoy HaBaal is introduced before the din of Lishma. So the Rambam is very unclear. You see why the Akronim are very split. On the one hand, let's just tell everyone what's on the board there. On the one hand, you might say the Rambam doesn't need Tzivoy HaBaal, just needs Lishma, because in Aleph, he never says you need Tzivoy HaBaal. He says you need Tzivoy HaBaal, but not Tzivoy HaBaal. But on the other hand, per Beis Halach Aleph, he seems to make a parallel between Siva and Asina. You need him to write or somebody tells to write, and him to give or somebody tells to give. And you can add that. Perek Beis Halacha Hey, he says, without Siva HaBaal it's possible before he introduced Lishma. Sound like it's not to Lishma. If it's not to Lishma, it must be because of Siva HaBaal Shlucho. And Gimel Tesvav, and Eved can't do Siva, that's the third proof, which is the weakest. Why can't Eved do Siva? Maybe because someone who's not Betorah is getting the Kedusha can't be a Shliach enough of Gimel. And you need a shliach to do ksiva. Well, that's the weakest, because it could just be that he can't do lishma. No, could be there's two things about Eina Batoras. Can't do lishma and can't be a shliach. Okay, the Rambam's a little unclear. Now, where do I want to go with all this? You obviously see what we're tempted to say here, right? What do you obviously see here, what we're tempted to say here? We don't have much time left, even if we allow ourselves to go a minute or two over. Luckily, since coronavirus, we're still on standard time, because no one's been in this classroom for a few months. So it's only 11:52. We have another hour and 8 minutes. In any case, the Rambam is not clear. He doesn't seem to squarely be on the side that needs Sivas HaBaal, because he doesn't say Sheikh Nebeu HaBaal, like he says Sheikh Nehula. And he never uses the word shliach in his life for Ksivas Haget. He used the word shliach plenty for Nesina. He used the word Nesina Sabal, say it's Medula. And he used the word shlichos all over Perek Vav, Zayin, etc. But he never used the word shliach or says Ksivas Sabal. So that seems to indicate he's not on one side. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem to be Lashma. Perek Beis of Ksivas Sabal comes before Perek Gimel of Lashma. And he also never used the word Lashma. He never says it's because of the chisaron of the Shvat. It's not to say it's a chisaron of the Shvat. He just says, why is it possible that Ksivas Habaal? Because Kosvo Mishal Amalar Baal Lekosvo was written by someone the Baal didn't tell to write it. So the Rambam doesn't seem to fit either, Derech. Let's go back to the Sugyas. If we go back to the Sugyas also don't really seem to fit either, Derech. There are many Sugyas that apply this Yidin V'Kosav. But there are also the Sugyan Zvachim and the Pasha Chir Shul B'Kot that imply that you don't need to see this about Lash Lukum. So where do we want to go with this? Obviously, what's called for is perhaps to say that we have to leave, we have to escape from the straitjacket and say maybe it doesn't have to be absolutely one of these two choices of either Ksivas Habaal Lo Shlucha or Lashma. And I think the key to this is found in the Ramban. Everything in the Ramban is found in slightly different lashon than the Beit Midrash and the Ramban, as we say. The Rashi, the Rifer, etc. The Ramban says very nicely. What does the Ramban say in Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis? The Ramban in Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis says, where was this Ramban? After it says Kashli the Rav Yossi to Amar. The Ramban here is dealing with the problem of why the standards, according to that daya, that Omer Imru is possible. I mean, I can't even tell two people to tell the sofer to write. He assumed that for regular shlichos that would work, and the standards here are higher than regular shlichos. Why would that be? So he says here, someplace, he says, constantly the Rav Yossi, etc., etc. Oh, good, it's underlined. He says, the extra woman is shiny yet. They came to be in a lishma uba in a nami because of a baal. Funny line. You need lishma and you also need because of a baal. That seems to be both sides of the country at the same time. If you look in the Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel says, that is a steer in the Ramban. In one place he says you don't need because of a baal, and the other place says you do need because of a baal. But it's a little funny because in the same place here, he says you need lishma and because of a baal. Let him pick one or the other. Ain't a sofa, ain't a holding buckle of a baal, the shum will hate me piv. And he clearly doesn't require regular shlichus. What's he saying? For regular shlichus, I can tell someone else to appoint someone a shliach. We all did that by Mishrius Chametz. I am appointing him, it's a little complicated to get out of me, maybe made it a little more complicated. But I appoint you to, I appoint this rabbi to appoint very willing to sell my chametz, etc. That's okay, that generally works. That's what everyone does in America. But in Gittin, he says, since you need the shma and because of a baal, they're not b'mkomo lichtov, b'mkomo. Sounds like shlichus, but notice he doesn't use the word shlichus. It says b'mkomo lichtov, because of a baal lishma, mix it all into one big mishmash, and therefore they need to hear it straight from the horse's mouth. What's pshat? What does the Ramban mean? I think you have to add to this the Ramban in Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis. What does the Ramban say in Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis? Says the Ramban here, and with this maybe we'll end and just say the Rabbanim Baal Peh. Set the Ramban here. The Im Tomar, etc., etc. Shani Hacha Dechsev Ba. One second. The Im Tomar Kosev Tosi Gittin. Here we are. Ukvar Pei Rashi Shem Beitan Ze Omer Shetzarach Lomer Lasofer Ksov Leinu Chasol Mush Apei Shem Kosev Shem Isha Kosev Mashal Omer La Ba Lachzi Rekris Lashma. Says the husband needs to write. How can I call him blood iuka kasavle? Lav say recrease to legabi day. The lav me shouldn't be eaten because of mamish. What did it mean? Because of the husband has to write it? It means it's not a safe recrease of the shma for him if he didn't write it. Again, there are bodies being a combination, just like Zan Kobe. You need the shma because of a baal. What does it mean you need because of a baal enough of dollar days? Until the baal wrote it, it's not the shma. It's not because you need. What is it say? Lamish should be because of mamish. You don't need mamish to see the baal shlucha. But you need Ksivas Habaal to be lishma. Inami, he says, but it's going the same general direction, just a difference in the exegesis of that line in the Gemara. If the Torah just says v'kasav, I would say it's not because of lishma, it's because you need Ksivas Habaal. Now it says v'kasav la, goli al v'kasav, so one melts of v'kasav, the lamish should be v'kasav prophet, Here's the money line. What does he say? If it just says Vikasav law, we'd say the Baal needs to write it. Vikasav. But since it says Vikasav law, it has to be Lashma for the Isha. That goes back, he blames also Vikasav, then it just means Lashma. But what does he say it means Lashma? It's basically Rav Chaim, but you don't need Rav Chaim. It's in the Ramban. I'll read it again. Goli al Vikasav, the Lamishim Ksibasu Kav. You don't need Mamish's Ksiba. El Mishum She'ino Kors Lashma, Elok Shekosvo Baalo Acher Bershuso, Afi She'ino Shleich Mamish. It's only called Lashma if the Baal or someone he told that you wrote it, even though he's not Shlucho Mamish. It's only called Lashma when the Baal or somebody he appointed to wrote it, even though it's not Shlucho Mamish. Even though it's not Shlucho Mamish. What is the Ramban saying here? Let's now put the Ramban. Here we have the Ramban. In his, let's say, in his Maskana, not over here, over there. No, I think it's just the Ramban. What did the Ramban say? I think the Ramban is definitely not exactly like Tosfos. He's not exactly like Tosfos, and he's not certainly not like the Ri. What is saying? Mikasa Baal or Acher Bimkomo, Omdim Bimkomo, Miksiva Bimakama Baal, but not Shlichos Mamish. You don't need Shlichos Mamish, you need Ksiva Bimakama Baal. Why do you need Ksiva Bimakama Baal? To make it Lishma. What does he say? He says you need Sivas, Siva, let's call it Alpi HaBaal. Today, Lichtov, Lishma, or technically you'd say Lishma, right? Meaning it's only Lishma if you write it in the place of the Baal, Alpi the Baal. I would tie this into the formulation of Mukhei Yosef, that Mukhei Yosef has a nice line in Bava Basra, which we saw, where he says, because of a Baal, she a Baal machtiv es haget. Now there he just meant the Baal has to pay for it. He's not necessarily saying what's kosher, what's fossil, just who has to pay in the end. Right, he could be discussing kosher in this one, not Ibn Ezer. But if you take the Mukhei Yosef, bring it back to Ibn Ezer, he works well with, you know, his sort of intellectual great-great-grandfather, the Rabbah. Right? Baal doesn't need to be kosher. You don't need mamas to see this a Baal. Rather, you need Siva al Pi Siva Yabal, which in some ways more Mikkel than Shlichus, a Chir Shotum Kotin to do with double Abal Gaba, and in some ways more Machmir than Shlichus. I can't tell someone else to appoint you. You have to hear it directly from my mouth. In some ways more Machmir in terms of how connected you have to be to my deep work, more Mikkel in terms of the technical considerations of the Sule Gavra. And so I'm connecting this. Again, you never tell. Mukhei Yosef might only meant a kosher mishpat. Who has to pay for it? Not in terms of hilchos gittin. But I would add to this the Mukhei Yosef and Bava Basra, Habal Machtivo. What is Machtiv? Not right, but caused it to be written. And now, this Ramban, I think, is really the pshat that explains all the sugyas. Right? Why do you need Sivrei Baal? Because it's not Lishma unless it's written at the direct behest of the Baal. Right? It's only Lashma if you write it straight from the horse's mouth. But you don't need technical requirements of Shlichus. You don't need technical requirements of Shlichus. Shem Shem is good enough. But you need to write it directly at the behest of the Baal. And now we can understand that Moran's Vachim is okay. Nicha, it's ultimately because of Din Lishma. It's ultimately Din Lishma. But to get this, Rav Chaim says in one place, to get to Lishma, you need Shlichus. He wants to say that even for the Ri, that's a Shem Lishma. But certainly not for the Ramban. To get to Lishma, you need Shlichus. And now all these sugyas make perfect sense. Now, all of these sugyos are nicha. You need something like shlichus in order to write lishma. And therefore, the Gemara says, you need shlichus. If the shlichus is over, it's too late. They didn't mean davka shlichus with the technicalities of ben das lafukah hirshot v'chotan. They mean you need to be omeg b'mkomo. You need to be writing on his behalf in order for it to be lishma. And also, then, all these sugyas are nicha. What does vikasav mean? It doesn't mean literally the Baal needs to write it, or technically shlichus on the gemotas or the normal female shlichus. It means you need ksiva al pi abal, ksiva mamakam abal, in order for it to be called lishma. Let me just add one thing. And let's take that back to the Rambam. That'll take Steve's question. What does the Rambam technically say? The Rambam has a clear opinion. Says the Rambam. The Rambam does not necessarily connect to the Shema, but the Rambam has the same in between derech. What the Rambam's derech pick based off of, hey, right? We're still in the Avela, the close Avelas for Rabinovich. What did he say? Abel, tell us. He said you should interpret the Rambam based on who?
The Rambam.
Based on the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you need Kosvo Mishal Amar Abal Lekosvo. You need Ksivas Misha Amar Abal Lekosvo. That's what he says. He doesn't say you need Ksivas Abal Shlucho. He's careful not to use the word Shlucho. He says Amar La'akar Lechtovlo. But he doesn't say you don't need a connection to the Baal. He says you need Ksivas Abal Shlucho. He doesn't say it's because of the Shema. That part might not be the same, but I would say this is similar. The solution for the Rambam. What does he say you need? Sivas mi sha'amar lo ha-ba'al l'kasvo. Sivas, someone who's commanded by the Baal. Not Sivas ha-ba'al l'shlucho. You don't need the technicality of the shlucho. In some ways you need less. It could be a chereshot to the katan. In some ways you need more. He needs to hear it from the horse's mouth. But it's not that he has to write l'shma. No. He has to write it based on the behest of the Baal. But it's not that. The Baal has to write it, but why do you find this unique getter? Here's the last question. What's Pshat? Why do you have this unique idea? If you could call it Lishma, which the Rabban does, you cannot call it Lishma. In the Rambam, it's not so clear that he would call it Lishma. In which case, you wouldn't solve the Gemara's problem, you would solve everything else. Right? But what's Pshat? So I think Pshat is what Reb Chaim says, which is based on what the Rabban says, which is what we ended with last time, that why do we care so much about how this getter is written? The answer is very, very Pshat. Because it's not just that the Baal needs to a Maisik Sifa. What's being written in the get? What is ultimately being written in the get? What's being written in the get is? What is in the get? What's written there? I don't know what words. I mean, conceptually, what's written there? What's written there is the Das of the Baal, is the opinion of the Baal, is the Amira of the Baal. The get is enshrining what the Baal has to say, right? What does the get say? Eich ana ploni ben ploni mimasa ploni, right? Amar lech plonis bar ploni mimasa ploni. Obviously, into mikadmas denah. I right. I read kedom pateris shlichas yasech etc. That you'll be free to marry anyone. Hareiat pateris lachol adam. A get is the words of the Baal. The whole point of the get is that it's enshrining the das of the Baal. That's the whole point of the get. Again, is not Ksivas again is not a technical point. The whole point of Ksivas again is that it's enshrining the das of the Baal. That is what a get is all about. Now I think we can solve our problem. What's pshat here? Does Rekasa mean Kasva Baal, or does it mean Kasva Sofer Lishma? The answer is in between. It means Rekasa Sofer Lishma. Again, for the Rambam, I'm just saying the whole thing, but it might not be called Lishma, or Chaim thinks it is. But Rekasa HaSofer, where are we going? Wait. But Vikasav, what does Vikasav mean? It means that the husband's words express themselves on a piece of paper. That's Vikasav. It doesn't mean the husband does a Maisik Siva. It means the husband's words and das are enshrined on a piece of paper. And therefore, it's not like a weird thing, I'll just see something in between. No, it actually makes perfect sense. Vikasav doesn't mean the husband has to write. Why do we care who writes? It's not that the husband has to write. But it's not that someone has to write. Randomly, just having a machshava with Shema among themselves, but not the husband has to write, because who cares who does the writing? We care whose das is expressed here. But it's not that a shofar writes and just thinks the holy thoughts of Lishma, or the unholy thoughts of Lishma, whatever it is in this case, right? Because then it's not the words of the husband. The get has to be the words of the husband. For the get to be the words of the husband, for the get to enshrine the das of the husband, the shofar has to write it as an expression of the Das HaBaal. That's the Yesod of the Ramban in my words. The Sofer, someone has to write, someone has to concretize the words of the Baal on a piece of paper. It can be a Chereshot Mekatan, it doesn't need to be technical Shlichos. You don't need Sheyech Tevehu. You don't need Sheyech Tevehu or Shlucho. But it needs to exceed that Misha Amalua Baal Likto. This person has to write, not what they think, they have to write what the Baal thinks. That's the basic point, that someone has to write what the Baal thinks. To write what the Baal thinks, they have to be appointed by the Baal. not out to regular shluchos shlodim kamoso. And what's the best proof? Isaac, according to Rabbi Meir, what does Mekasav mean? Fine. Are you going to tell me they're signing as the husband shluchos shlodim kamoso? He should sign his own get. If not, no, they're not a shluchim to give edus. How can it be a shluchim to sign? That doesn't make any sense. He's tussle edus for himself. They can't be a shluchim to be made on him. But if it means they sign as an expression of commitment of his das, then it makes perfect sense. Doesn't mean they sign stam as edus. No, so I think shot is, and this will end this semester till we get to the like overtime after the encore, as it were, after the bechina. I think the real shot is you could defend the thesis that it means the kasva bali yishua maisa ksiva. You get into a little trouble, you can defend it. You could defend the thesis that the Baal doesn't have to write it all. The sofer just has to think l'shma. We just have very high standards for l'shma. He has to hear from the horse's mouth to be sure of himself. And a few sugyas are dachuk and lavdavka. Or you could say someplace in between, which is really shot that comes out of the sugyas. The sofer, someone has to write the das and the Baal and concretize in this piece of paper. Why? So Reb Chaim says this is connected to the whole idea of shtaros. In two words, what are shtaros all about, Effie?
That's what I'm saying.
Das and Mischayev, and two words stars all about Das and Mischayev. The whole point of a star is that the Das and Mischayev is enshrined in the star, right? Kiev lo Viksavam, but Viksavam was okay. If Viksavam was okay, the drush made up by the Balamor doesn't mean he has to do the Maisik Siva. It means this Ksav is his Das. His Das is enshrined in the star, says Reb Chaim. In most stars of Dini Mamanos, only the A then have to sign in a way that expresses the Baal's Das. But you can write it however you want. And in Gittin, the Chumar, the Kosav, that even has to be written as a way of enshrining the Das and Mischayim. So, the truth is, Reb Lipsy said this a little differently. But, says Reb Chaim, what's the Yisod? I'll take a question from Tzvi, then I'll say the Yisod that will end. That Tosos thinks, Lishma thinks, that Tosos thinks, Lishma means that you have to think, the sofer has to think that it's really for this. You're saying, what's the difference? After all, what does it mean the sofer thinks for the sake of Gerushin? That means he thinks that, okay, so what I'll say is this, is that the difference is this. Tulsa says, because of means because of a sofer. The Rambam says, because of means because of a Baal or Omevim Komo, right? So there's a difference in the way they formulate themselves. Not in Daf Chav Beis. Chav Beis is the same thing. But in Daf Samach Vav and Daf Chav Dalet. I think the difference is Tulsa thinks, like the Igros Moshe's Derech, it's not about me expressing the Baal's Das upon the sofer. I'm not expressing the Baal's Das. I'm just writing a get. I just have to write a get, knowing what it'll be used for. But not as an expression of his Das, just knowing what it'll be used for. I think that's the difference. Am I a conduit of the Baal's Das, or do I just have to have my, is the sofer's Das in the writing, or the Baal's Das? That's the difference. So, anyway, in the Ramban, we'd say that's what Lishma means. Lishma means, Lishma doesn't mean the Baal just has to know what he's talking about. Lishma means that it has to be an expression of Das HaBaal. And where do we get this from? Says Reb Chaim, because all Shtaros are a concretization of Das HaMeschayim. The Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar in Shtaros, says Moshe Reb Meir, is that not only the Chasiva, even the Ksiva has to be a concretization of the Baal's Das. And then all the sugars work. And I think that makes a lot of sense for the Ramban as well. Rav Lichtenstein happens to have said it differently. He liked to look at Gittin not from a Shtoros perspective, like his whole in-laws side of the family, but from a more humanistic perspective. And he says, get is really about the personal communication between the husband and the wife and the relationship breaking down and the active communication that changes the nature of the relationship. But I think that would work also. What does Mekasav mean? It means his das, but not his das Messiah from a legal perspective, like Rav Chaim, his das from a humanistic perspective. His das about what he feels about the relationship has to be concretizing the shtar. But either way, it's concretizing the Baal's das in the shtar. I think if you take that approach, you're not making anything up. You're not even saying Reb Chaim, even though is Reb Chaim, you're just saying Rabban. Well, just a few good Reb Chaims are Rabbans. Not most, but a couple. And then all the sugars are going to work out perfectly. And I think that's also pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't fit into either of our boxes. Who said the Rambam has to fit into our box? The Rambam is just fitting into the Pasha Pshat and Shas. The only thing that's not clear in the Rambam is, do you want to take the Rambam exactly like the Ramban and say, and that's all what Lishma means? Or you want to say, no, that's something different from Lishma. It's just an independent din, which we don't call Lishma. That is a little less clear in the Rambam. If the Rambam also thinks that's what Lishma means, which Reb Chaim thinks, then he answers the Gemara's Vachim. If not, then he doesn't. Well, the Maisa, then we have three ways of understanding what the Kasach means. Pure Shlichas means the husband writes. And if the husband doesn't write, you need all technical DNA Shlichas, Bein Lechom or Bein Lechula. Pure Tosos, the Kasva Sofer. Notice the Ramban who doesn't say it means the Kasva Sofer. I don't think the other Rishonim say the Kasva Sofer. I think only Tosos uses the actual words the Kasva Sofer. If I am... If I am correct, he never says the kasa means kasa sofer nafal beis, and he explicitly contradicts that. He says it means kasa ha'omi bim kolabal, which is very similar to the Rambam, nafal bel and the chashma. This is sa'af. So he's saying it's kasa sofer, and the shma is just the sofer's own business. He just needs a certain level of yediyah and a lot of arbitrary things. You could say it means kasa ba'al. No, his tziva is part of the ma'isa gerushin. Or you could say, like the most pashut shot, I think, like the Rambam, it means the kasa ha'omi bim kolabal today lios l'shma. What does that mean in common sense language? In common sense language, what that means is that the ksiva doesn't have to be the baal's ksiva, but it has to be the baal's das being nichtav. Therefore, someone has to hear it from the baal and be appointed by the baal. The baal say, you express my das. Because if I express the baal's das and he didn't ask me to, I'm not expressing his das. I'm just writing what I think. It's only an expression of baal's das if he asked me to express his das. But that's not me doing shlokos on the most of ksiva. It's me din, maybe das amishayev, or Rav Lichtenstein's version of das. It's me din that the whole point of the get is enshrining and concretizing the baal's das in a piece of paper, and then he gives it to her. The giving is what the baal does. The ksiva is not what the baal has to do, but not what the baal doesn't have to do. It's what has to be done as an expression of das habaal, bimkom habaal, or as the Rambam says, misha amr lo habaal lichto. Lo misha shalach lo habaal lichto. Misha amr lo habaal lichto. And I think that really makes sense and ties together a lot of things we've been saying about Gittin, especially in terms of Das Mishayev. And with this, we will end the semester with one question from C. No, so the Ramban says the kasva baal, which means the kasva misha omer bimkom baal. The question is, I'll say this: what does the kasva mean? For the ri, it means the kasva baal. For tosa, it means the kasva sofer. For the Ramban, it means the kasva misha omer bimkom baal misha pomal al pi baal. The kasva, someone who's expressing the das of the baal. So either way, it's active. I'm not denying that you need my tzitziva. Although it's interesting, for the Rambam downplays the Maisa Ksiva a little more, but nonetheless, I'll admit you need Maisa Ksiva. Okay, with this, we'll pick up again to remind everyone of the schedule. We'll have 2 weeks of Chazara, 2 weeks from today we'll have the Bechina, and then we'll pick up with the Shiur schedule till the end of June with Shiurim 58 through 61, and by then I'll try to fix the technology or everyone will be allowed to come back to the Shiur room one way or the other. Be'ezrat Hashem, and I will wish everyone a fruitful Chazara. For everyone watching on Zoom, Morty, go remind everyone of my policy. Who should take the Bechina?
Everybody.
Everyone should take the Bechina, because the best way to learn is to Chazar. So I encourage everyone to take the Bechina, if at all possible, and I will see you, Mitzvah Hashem, in a little more than 2 weeks. Okay. Meanwhile, I will email everyone the board right away, Mirtz Hashem, so that if you want to just right now see if you missed anything to the board, you'll be able to find it.
No doubt.
Questions from the Zoom, feel free to ask.
Rebbe, Yuma, are we starting from the first parak?
Oh, that's a great question. I just have to double check. I'll send out an email later today, Mirtz Hashem.
The fall semester is something like the spell like was decided.
The fall semester, Limud? As of now, the fall semester is the first parak of Pesachim. I hope they will not change that.
All right.
Okay, but that's what I've been told, so let's assume that's true until proven otherwise. Okay, I'm just going to send everyone a picture. Oh.
Call to.
Okay, right. My camera. What would the Ramban think of Baal that wrote a letter? Like in the Gram Oshis case.
What would the Ramban think of that case? I think, again, Rav Moshe's real case is very complicated with Sarif, all kinds of sakos. But I think the Ikaron, what would the Ramban think of the Baal that wrote a letter? He would say that's not good. And even Moshe was only with Cyrus that was like, if you take this one, it works that way, and that side, it works that way, and that side, it works that way. He was just covering a lot of bases, and this is only covering one of his many bases. But I think the Ramban would say that it is, I think the Ramban would say, Taka, that it's not good, because it's not being written. Well, here's really where it's a little tricky. Meaning, if he just saw a ksav of the Baal that he wants someone to do it, then that would be no good. If the Baal wrote himself a letter, then maybe that would be good enough. Maybe that would be good enough.
That's what I meant, where the Baal specifically is asking this person.
Correct, but if, let's say, the case where just someone overheard the Baal tell someone else to write it, then the Ramban said, that's not good, because I'm not expressing the Das HaBaal, because he didn't ask me to write this down. If he didn't ask me to write it down, then I might be expressing what I know to be Das HaBaal, but I'm not expressing, I'm not concretizing his Das. It needs to come through me. That's the difference between Ramban and Tosos. Tosos just says, I need to write down something which I think is Gerushin based on my knowledge of the Baal. The Ramban says, no, I need to be an expression of the Baal's Das. I'm only an expression of Baal's Das if he asks me to write it down, not if I happen to know it by some other means. That's the Iker difference between the Ramban and Tosos.
Right, I'm just asking if that form of the Baal asking has to be Baal Peh, or could it be
It could be Bechsav. The thing is, with all the Chumra to get, we're Machmar and all these Chumras, and that's why Moshe is trying to make up for that. Yeah, but the simple pshat is, of course, it can. Simple pshat is, it can. Okay, send it to everyone on the board.
Benor?
Yes.
Just a quick question. Rav Chaim, I'm wondering if he's saying something a little bit more than just Das HaBaal. He's talking about the tzivui of the Baal. In other words, it has to be the act of the Baal, not just recording of the Baal's Das. It has to be the Baal himself acting. And that could be via shlichus. It doesn't have to be shlichus. As long as it's the Baal acting, as long as you're carrying out the tzivui of the Baal, then it's the Baal's act. And that's why the Nochri, you know, can't fit, because the Nochri is Mufka from the tzivui of the Baal.
Right, so, but I don't think he's saying that the Baal was to act in the physical Maisek Siva.
No,
what
correct.
He means is that,
right.
Correct, is that not that the Baal is through the physical Maisek Siva. That can be done by anyone, but the right. Siva has to be by someone who is, you know, acting al pi Das HaBaal. And the Nochri is Mufka from that, and the Eben is Mufka from that.
As a tzivui of the Baal, right, right.
Right, that's what he says here. Tzivu. He says in this piece, he says that the reason why you need Tzivu Baal is not Rak Mishomechi Tintza Shel Shema, not just to create a
right.
Case where the guy can think of Shema on his own.
Correct.
The Tzrichim, Baas has to get Baado. He has to be
right.
Get on his behalf. And
right.
Not through Shlichos. You need
right.
To get their bond.
Right.
That he has to be Olegim Koma, which I
right.
Am, which not just me, Rav Chaim himself a little further says, why is that? And he explains, because you have to do a shtar and you need Das HaMeschayev, and in Gittin Vekasev says you need Das HaMeschayev and Ksiva as well. So
yeah, right. Okay, right. Because he mentioned Vesham Begerushin at the Var Pashut, the Lo Tzivui Baal Ha Lo Have Lishma. But in other words, it requires the tzivui of the Baal in order for it to be lishma and kirish.
Right, because it has to be the Das HaMeschayev of the Baal, and it's only expressing the Das HaMeschayev of the Baal if you're a conduit for his Das, not if you happen to know his Das. You have to be expressing his Das, not recording his Das. That's the chilek. Expressing, not recording.
I see. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
If you assume that the Rambam doesn't see it as a shlichus, then as you pointed out, you can distinguish between the din of ksiva and the din of lishma. The din of ksiva is in perek beis, the din of lishma is in perek gimel. In fact, we could probably say that there's no connection between the chovas, that there has to be tzibui abal on the one hand, and the din of lishma. They're two separate requirements.
And that's what I admit. The Shot is not like Rav Chaim, who equates the Ramban with Ramban, that they're two different things.
But in the Ramban...
That is the Pashup shot.
But in the Ramban, it would be very hard to say like that. The Ramban
correct, the Ramban's explicit.
That expressing the Tzivui HaBaal, which makes the get into the words of the Baal, is a cumin lishma. It's related to the Shema. And I don't understand exactly how that works. I understand the Rambam much better than the Ramban. For the Rambam, is two separate halachos. Need tzivui HaBaal, because that's the content of the get. And the only way you could create a get that expresses the Baal's words is if he's mitzvah to write the get. But if it's a din of lishma, then okay, so I understand what the Baalei HaTosfos are saying, but if you're putting the Ramban separate from the Baalei HaTosfos, then it's not clear to me why the reflection of the
right
words of the Baal is related to the Kiva Lishma.
Right, so I think that the Ramban would have to have a big chiddush in din of Lishma. That Lishma, what is Lishma? That basically, Lishma means an expression of the das of the Baal. Lishma doesn't mean I think it's going to be for Reuven to divorce Rachel. Lishma means this is Reuven's das to divorce Rachel. Basically, you have to reinterpret Lishma in light of what we've been saying, according to the Ramban. And according to the Rambam, Lefi Reb Chaim, but I admit that Reb Chaim's not Mefurish anywhere in the Ramban.
So then basically, maybe you could say that since Lishma requires Lishem HaBaal, Lishem HaBaal means expressing the words or the das of the Baal. Now, Rav Moshe sort of goes partly in that direction. He sort of waffles between Tosfos and the Ramban, because on one hand he requires Tzivas HaBaal, on the other hand he wants to say to remove any suffix. So, but he's the last part of Rav Moshe seems to relate to that problem. That on the one hand, you need the Baal to write it, and on the other hand, you need the. And that's why Stama Lishma is not good enough, because you need the Baal to write it, and the Tzivui is as if the Baal writes it himself. But that's the last five lines in the Rav Moshe. On the page.
Correct. I admitted a few times that I wasn't necessarily saying over Rav Moshe himself. Rav Moshe here is a little more complicated because he's like taking the Ramban's line, Sheikh Tevenu HaBaal, that you need Lashma if you have Tzivas HaBaal or someone who heard from the Baal, because then he's doing Mevadeh Alpi Tzivas HaBaal. The Rav Moshe himself, I think, was saying more that it's Lashma means Tzivas HaBaal, like we ended with. He was just saying that it's only called doing Alpi Tzivah. I mean, Rav Moshe himself wasn't where I put him on the board. I did say that at the time. I said, I'm based on Rav Moshe. This is not Rav Moshe himself more complicated. I think Rav Moshe himself is where we're ending up. It's only called Lishma if it's an expression of Tzivah Yabal, but it's only an expression of Tzivah Yabal if you know for sure the Baal told you, not if someone told you the Baal told you. Why can't it be the expression of Tzivah Yabal if someone told you the Baal told you? Because you don't necessarily believe them. Just the Ramban himself, I don't think we go the way. The Ramban himself would say, you know why it's not an expression of Tzivui HaBaal if someone else told you? Because if you didn't hear it from the Baal, then you can't say that you're connected to his das.
Yeah, if you look in the first line, again, I don't know, I don't have that much experience with reading the Egros Moshes. I don't know exactly how to relate to how he brings things.
And also, I took one chunk. You have to read the whole thing.
But in the first line, he says, D'beina l'shma u'beina b'kasavla. As if they're two separate issues. He's saying that in the name of the Ramban, right? The Bina and the Shema, Bina and the Kasadla. And that's much closer to the Ramban.
Correct. Look, that's part of the whole question, which the Beishmol issue. The Ramban saying two different things. He's saying one thing. You know, clearly, it's the Bina and the Shema, Bina and the Kasadla. Makes more sense to read that as one retzef.
The Beishmol says it's a stira. But you don't necessarily have to understand that it's a stereo. You can understand that there are two parameters. One parameter is because of law that the get has to reflect the words, has to be a mimush of the words of the Baal. And that's only possible through Tzivui HaBaal directly to the Sofer. Otherwise, it can't be a mimush of the words of the Baal. And the other is a din of lishma.
Correct. But it really all comes down to is the Shakam Tari Chavdal and Beis. Because the Shakam Tari Chavdal and Beis says, if we only had the word v'kasav, we would think it has to be l'shem ha'baal, because he has to write it. Now that it says la, it also has to be l'shem ha'isha. So that already is connecting the idea of l'shem ha'isha, which is clearly not about whose das it is, just what the object not of the das, not the source of the das, with the idea of v'kasav. And I think that's where the Ramban has strong grounds for connecting v'kasav ha'baal to l'shma. Why is he connecting v'kasav ha'baal to l'shma? Because the Gemara and Daf Chavdal and Beis connects them in one retzah for Shaklavataria. Now, you could have said that's one Shaklavataria of totally different things competing with each other. But, you know, it seems like it's all working together. In which case, they say, watch Lishma. Lishma is about the Das HaBaal, about this wife. La is Das HaBaal, about this wife. Kasav is Das HaBaal. You know, I think that Shachar Tarech of Dalar Beis is the strongest Makar for connecting Lishma with the Kasav HaBaal, because it's like one Retzef there. You could read the one Retzef as Hava Mina Maskana or as Tzvei Dinim. It seems like one Retzef. And that's, so I think the best
Ramban. If you look in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph Beis, which is the basis for this basis of seeing it as a separate halacha, after he writes Echad Hakosev VeEchad Hanosen, he makes a remark. The Rambam Lo Nemar BeKosav Elo Odia She'en Miskareshes Elo BeKosav. Right, that the only way Kosav doesn't mean that the Baal has to write it physically, but that the only way you can be Migaresh Anisha is BeKosav. And I think because the ksav represents the words of the Baal, but by dibur you can't do it. You can't make a kinyan just by dibur. And therefore, you need the words of the Baal in a written format. And that has nothing to do with lishma.
Enochnami. That's, I agree. Pshat in the Rambam is that it's not connected. I agree. Even though Rav Chaim doesn't think so, but I don't think, you're right, Rav Chaim's nice, but he's not pshat in the Rambam. I'm with you.
And I don't think Reb Chaim is necessarily working from the Rambam. Reb Chaim is understanding what he understands in terms of the Sugyas of the Gemara.
No, but he's saying it in the Rambam, because even though the Reb Chaim I put here is a stencil, he says the same thing in his Hebrew on the Rambam. Sure. For the Rambam. But, you know.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Lomashana. Okay, Shaykh.
Sure, thank you.
Good day. Thank you.